SBS Filipino.
In the beginning, nung nandoon pa kami sa Pilipinas, simulang bata pa ako, mga 7 years old, mayroon akong tatlong grandmother, and they used me to bring me to the Feast of Senior Santo Niño every year since I was 7 years old. And then when they died, they told me that I have to look after the devotion na iniiwan nila sa akin. So since that time, I keep on, you know, my devotion to Senior Santo Niño. And then when we immigrate to Australia, I promised him that I will bring the devotion to Australia. So I bring him to Australia. So we arrived 1976, but first we just have the feast at home because we were just new immigrants. So we live in Marrickville. So 1976 until 1980, we move here in this house. And then we start doing the feast here until 1990. The 1990, we celebrate the feast. The first we celebrated in the church is in St. Andrew Catholic Church in Marayong. And then in 1991, we moved to Good Shepherd Catholic Church, where it start from there since then and on. And it's 28 years anniversary this coming 21st of January. So before, it was only a few, you know, when we started 1980, in the church, we 1991 in Plumpton, 1990 in Marayong, and then we're only few devotees. And then as the year comes, it's getting bigger, you know, it increased the people, the devotees, and until, you know, and until now, there's thousands of devotees coming. And the reason that this devotion is very known in Australia, because there's so many devotees, Filipinas, in here in Australia, that we get together from all parts of Sydney. So because there are so many also supported this devotion, and also the yearly fiesta, and there's benefactors and sponsors, and I thank you also the Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Plumpton for allowing us to have a room, a place in Plumpton Catholic Church to do the Feast of Senior Santo Niño, and this is now running for 28 years.
And until when will this continue?
Until I die.
but
as long as I have good health, and the Lord, Senior Santo Niño, give me the strength, I will carry on this devotion, this the fiesta, and whoever who will follow, succeed me. And that will be said in the future.
Have you made already succession plans?
I have some plans. I have some discernment, but they don't like to take the position that I have, because they said that they can't do it the way I did, you know.
Is this officially sanctioned by the local church here in?
Yes, it is already officially sanctioned the Catholic Church under the banner of the Filipino chaplaincy under the leadership of Father Ruben Ilago. And this is all going now. Some churches are offering us the novena in the church.
And aside from this, there are other synodics that are happening here in Sydney,
yes,
and other places of Australia. What can you say about that?
I can say that from this devotion here, I have three who had multiply. I know there is one in Wayong, in Campbelltown, in Geelong, Melbourne.
So it originally started from here?
Yes, it started here. Those three. From here, when they come to the fiesta, and then they started to say that they want to have a fiesta too in there. So all connected is from Geelong to Wayong.
And part of the celebration is that they display their Santo Niño in the, yes, the final mass, right?
Yeah.
How many statues or images do you expect this year?
I cannot see how many, but there's a lot.
Yeah, but in your counting in the past, how many were there?
In counting in the past, like last year, I think there were thousand.
And after that, the main cultivation, there's a celebration, no? Eating, and just like Filipino feast.
There is a mass, a holy mass, with its concelebrated mass, and then there will be there is a procession, and then there is a dance with its thanksgiving offering for all the Sinulog dancers, and then we have the fellowship in the hall, and then we have a program in the night.
Okay. Thank you, Pa, Ma'am.
sbs.com.au/Filipino